Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. This week, I finish my tour at the Hillcrest Farmers Market. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I am Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. About 4 years ago, the Pulaski Heights Church in central Little Rock, right in the heart of Hillcrest, decided they wanted to meet their neighbors, and so they created the Hillcrest Farmers Market. And there is no way I could talk to all the vendors. They just keep growing and growing and growing. But I was able to go out there, and my dear friend Carolyn Staley was able to guide me towards people to talk to. And I had a great time. So here we go to finish up my tour at the Hillcrest Farmers Market.
So here I'm with Terry from Sardis Gardens out on Sardis Road. And you've been in Hillcrest Market for how long?
Oh, just a couple of months, actually. I'm a new vendor, yes.
All right. And so how's business?
The business is wonderful. Yeah, there's a big crowd here that's interested in the gluten-free baked goods. And I've got fresh pecans and caramel corn. And I always have little seedlings of green peppers or tomatoes.
So what is out at Sardis Garden?
Oh, we've got several 50-year-old gargantuan pecan trees. And several large beds of, right now, it's onions and radishes and peas.
And will you be bringing those in?
Yes, great. Yes, as they get ready.
So you've got a nice little cottage industry here beforehand, before the actual produce comes in.
Yes, yeah, I wanted to offer what seemed to be popular, and the gluten-free baked goods is very popular.
Oh, good.
A lot of people are realizing that they're sensitive to it or very allergic to it, as the case may be, but popular products.
Good. Thank you, Terry. Sardis Gardens, brand new one out here, too, and they've got peanut butter cookies and banana bread, pecan brownies, all gluten-free. Good for you. Good for you. And then we've got Honeysuckle Lane. I think they've been here a while. So I'm gonna sneak back here and talk to Honeysuckle Lane's. Hello, Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm interviewing some of the people out here at the Hillcrest Farmers Market. How long have you been out here?
I came the first year we did. This is our first summer.
I was going to say, I thought I've seen Honeysuckle Lane's cheeses here for a long time.
Yeah, I'm one of the originals.
Are you really? Now tell me about Honeysuckle Lane.
Okay, our son owns it, and his wife own the dairy there at Rosebud. They're right there on Highway 5, and they have a store even in their... where they milk and everything.
Now, I do not want to you've got a customer here, and I do not want to interrupt, so you go right ahead. And he's buying dog biscuits.
Thank you.
Little doggy treats.
Yeah.
Yay.
I've made those ever since we started,
had
too.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
I need some cheese, too.
Okay, what kind?
I was looking for this. I was sent on a mission for this.
The mission for the honeysuckle cheese.
Yeah.
There you go. Go for it.
I need one of each of these except the jalapeno. I need
the yellow cheddar, the white cheddar, the Colby.
Yes, please.
All right. And right next door is Goat Roper's Farm with the woman with salted caramels and tons of baked goods, Miss Kate Rose, who you've heard on my show. Man, it's a gorgeous day out here at the Hillcrest Market. You cannot beat it. And they've got... people from here to there.
I came without Taylor and bought the wrong. I'm like, it's not
the right cheese.
Okay, I got so exactly.
All right, and she's also got some wheat and whole bread, wheat bread, and you know, the other thing about the Hillcrest Market is there are a ton of samples, so you can kind of eat your way through the whole place.
Beautiful weather, that's good.
So tell me again, your son and daughter do this?
They own the dairy, and then him and his dad make cheese once a week. And the way we process it, it leaves all the good enzymes and more flavor by making it out of raw milk. And we vacuum seal it 60 days, and then we cut it up and package it in half-pound packages.
Well, I'm telling you what, I've got some of that in my freezer right now.
It freezes good.
It does freeze well. Yeah. Okay, Honeysuckle Lane, thank you so much. Tell me your name again.
My name is Omarine Daly, and my son is Raymond Jr., and his wife is Cindy, and my husband is Raymond Sr.
All right, thank
He's
you.
He's at Argenta Market.
Oh, so you guys spread out all over the place, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Omarine.
Appreciate it.
There's Kate. Now, then there's these people out here at North Pulaski Farms.
Yes, there Mary are Tweet. People at North Pulaski Farms.
Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. Tell me your name.
Kelly Carney.
Kelly, how long have you been coming out here for 4 years?
Yeah, I helped start this market.
I thought you did. You're one of the original ones.
Yes.
Now, tell me about North Pulaski Farms. Certified organic.
Right, we're a certified organic farm about 20 miles north of the Hillcrest Market in the northern tip of Pulaski County. This is our sixth season. And we grow just about everything that you can grow in Arkansas and a few things you probably can't.
Where were you before you were at the Hillcrest Market?
Downtown? No, I was at the Argenta Market downtown. I mean, in North Little Rock.
Yeah.
And then before that, I was a suit.
Meaning you wore one?
Yes, exactly. I used to be the CIO and one of the owners of Worldwide Travel Service.
All right.
So back in the day, I did a completely different job.
So how's the farming?
Fantastic.
Do you love it?
I've never worked so hard for so little and loved it so much.
For you. Now, North Pulaski has you all are one of the people out here that has produce before anybody else.
Right. We have a lot of high tunnel hoop houses, 2 acres of them, actually.
Now, high tunnel hoop houses, explain for my listeners what that means.
Okay. What a high tunnel hoop house is, it's an unheated greenhouse that, in my particular ones, are 14 feet tall, 24 feet wide, and 327 feet long, and there's 11 of them right next to each other, taking up 2 acres. And so I grow year-round. Now, this winter has been really challenging because it's been real cold, but most of the stuff that we have in the market today, I actually put in back in the fall. And it froze and froze and thawed all winter long and didn't grow, but it stayed alive. And the minute it started to warm up, they just started to blow up and really grow.
And so the other thing that happens with those hoop houses, you end up taking those off, I think, at some time, and then you've got a whole open garden.
Right. We raise the roofs to where we still have a canopy because the particular types that I use actually provide shade in the summer.
So
the sun protection.
Up,
right? Right. So I get that scalding protection off my peppers and my tomatoes.
All right.
And I still get the heat, so it sweetens them up nicely as well. But
yeah.
I get shade protection. So.
And they still get a lot of water.
Oh, betcha. I control water. That's one of the things you can do with the high tunnels is you get to manage water. Water is an inconsistent water is the number one reason for crop failure. So having consistent water and shade helps tremendously, especially when you're organic, because I have to have a healthy plant in order to be able to handle all of the stuff that Arkansas will throw at us.
Now, along with that, can you shut them off when you do get great rain? I mean,
I control the water. Wow. So the rain doesn't hit my all this lettuce that you see here has never been rained on. So it gets water, right. Now, I have field crops, and the field crops are subject to rain, and I try to manage water as best I can. But the stuff inside, I get to control the water on that.
I'm impressed. You are the farmer.
It's kind of what I do.
Now, are you selling also to restaurants, or are you just selling to...
I sell to a few restaurants. I don't really try to chase down a lot of chefs because there's already enough egos in this business. And quite frankly, I love the market community, the people
They're
that come
amazing,
out here.
Aren't they?
It's a beautiful morning here on Saturday. People come out here, they love having fresh food, and I love serving
it. You know
it
what's
them.
Interesting? Even when it's not beautiful, I've seen you all out here when it's raining.
Rain or shine, yeah, our crops
and people
don't care.
The people are out here with, they've got their umbrellas, right. They're
Hillcrest
fine.
Is a fantastic neighborhood. They've really welcomed us. The Pulaski Heights Baptist Church has really welcomed us as farmers, and it's great to be here.
Yeah.
When we 5 years ago when we were first looking at this, we had so many people there were neighbors that came to the meeting that decided, hey, let's have a farmer's market. And so the neighborhood showed up. And that's one of the decisions as to why we decided to start this market is because we already sell to these people. Bring the food closer to them is a good thing.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's fantastic. Feels like a real neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.
North Pulaski Farms. And here's the honey expert, Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks.
Hello.
What's your name?
Pat Cullibin.
Pat, you're a beehiver.
I'm a beekeeper.
You're a beekeeper. A beekeeper. Tell me about your honey.
Well, I keep bees in North Little Rock. two locations at my house and also in Rose City, and I keep bees in Lone Oak. This particular honey was made by the bees in Lone Oak. They work trees and vines, and when the soybean comes up, they work the soybean.
That is some cheap labor there. Maybe it's not cheap. I don't know. I'm not a beekeeper.
Uh-huh. But have you tasted?
No, let me taste it. Okay. I'd love to.
There you go.
Now, this is supposed to help my immune system as well, is it not? The pollen and all that.
It helps everything.
How long have you been a beekeeper?
Since 2008.
Well, that is good.
Uh-huh. The only thing I took away from the honey is beeswax and bee parts. All the M signs and the pollen's intact.
And how is that a difficult thing to do?
Well, when it comes out of the extractor into a bucket, I have a sieve to catch the wax and the bee parts.
Yeah. Like an antenna or a foot or something?
A sieve.
A sieve.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So, Bee honey sells for $6 for a 16-ounce jar, which is a pound of.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. This is great stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. In June, I'll be having some honey that is from the North Little Rock area. It's from the bottoms. I call it swamp honey. It's lighter. It has more of a citrus flavor, whereas this is like a light molasses.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you, Pat.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the honey. Okay. And what's the name of the honey? It's called?
Sun Harvest Honey. Sun Harvest Honey.
Okay, local honey. It's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
And so now I'm over here with Maria's Homemade Country Fair. And we have got everything in a jar. Hi,
that's
Maria.
Right. Hi, how are you
Very
today?
Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks.
Oh, nice
and
to
right
meet you.
And right next to Monica.
Yeah. Right, yes.
Hi, Monica.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. Tell me about what you're selling here.
I sell about 15 varieties of jam and jelly and 4 heats of salsa, 2 heats of chow chow, apple butter and pumpkin butter. Some of the fruits were raised with no chemical sprays. I don't use corn syrup. And in the salsa, I don't put vinegar or sugar, and I use cumin instead of cilantro.
For those cilantro haters, and I do know some of them. I'm not one, but I do, because right. I like to cook with it and like, I don't like cilantro.
I sell an awful lot of salsa. I really do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it just depends on the moment as to what'll be the best seller. And one of the big things that sells my salsa is no vinegar and no sugar, because a lot of people don't need the sugar. I mean, if it doesn't need it, don't put it in
now,
there.
Now, why not vinegar?
I've been making salsa for my family for 23 years, and it was never a part of my original recipe.
So you don't do it.
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
It doesn't ever last long enough for it to, you know, have to worry about it going bad or anything.
And you also are making chow chow.
Yeah, I make 2 heats of that. I started doing that about 6 or 7 years
ago.
When
you say 2 heats, you have a mild and a hot.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct, yes. There's no heat at all in the mild, and then the hot has got cayenne pepper. Well, you know, just for a little background heat. Now, the salsa, I do have a jalapeno heat and a habanero heat for those that think they need a little asbestos. Yeah.
I like it. All right, I'm going to come over here and talk to Monica. How long have you been at the market?
I've been doing this market ever since they opened, which is 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been with it. Yeah.
Is this your only market?
No, I'm actually in with the Conway Farmers Market.
Oh,
I'm actually on the board of directors for that one.
Well, good
so,
for you.
Yeah,
well, so we're glad you're here.
Okay, yeah.
And then Monica?
Mm-hmm.
The Canine Bakery.
Yes, well, I'll tell you.
When I say canine, I mean
actually Barkery.
Oh, Barkery.
Yes.
I didn't even read it right.
I like it. Well, all of our treats are made from human-grade ingredients, no cornmeal. We use an Arkansas raw honey and a natural peanut butter, so less calories, less allergies. We like to treat your pet naturally. We have a flea prevention treat this year, which is made of garlic, so without chemical, no added preservatives, actually great, stops them from itching, and also repels fleas. It's awesome.
I think that is amazing.
And it has ground chuck and Parmesan, so what dog could turn that down?
I was going to say, you know, I know there's a lot of dogs that run walk by here. Do you have one that just comes up into the bowl and starts to eat?
Yes, we do. They will actually jump on the table and they'll pick the one of their choice.
Now, these look like little ice cream scoops.
Well, those are, well... It's peanut butter and honey.
Oh, I could eat that.
Yes, and that's actually another thing that's really wonderful about the Barkery is that not only do we treat your pet, but everything is human grade, so you could also treat yourself if it seems.
Do people do that?
Now, this is my favorite, a honey cinnamon vanilla, which is gentle on the stomach, and this sound will have a dog running just then.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That smells like a cookie.
Yeah, if you'd like to take it.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It tastes like a cookie.
Yes.
Now, what made you start with the... That is good.
Well, actually, it was... I had a dream, so it's all glory to God. But I have a Great Dane that's allergic to cornmeal, and we knew that at about 8 months old. She's 9 years old now. And so I started making treats for her. I got laid off and being at a job for 7 years, and...
Your dream came true.
Yes, my dream come true. After about 6 months of being laid off, I was a little traumatized and praying, and the Lord brought this to my attention. So I went through the steps of making it a business, and I'm just going with the flow. I'm also working on a hip treat that's great for arthritis, so that will be coming soon.
You have a hip treat for dogs.
Yes, I have. My Great Dane is getting older now. She's 9 years old, and so for the last... 6 months I have been working on a treat that she absolutely loves, and she is running around like she's two. And so I'm going to
present that. You are doing
that.
A lot of research, yes. Aren't you?
And all of my recipes come from the heart, and our absolutely main ingredient is love. So
good for you, Monica. Hey, thank you. Out here at the Hillcrest Farmers Market, this is pretty full right now. So I've noticed that they are packing it in. So here we are, and here we go.
This is Mary Tweed, and you are listening to my interview with vendors from the Hillcrest Farmers Market.
We are at Little Rock's favorite, Grandpa's Best.
Yeah, we started our business as a seasoning company doing farmers markets in Phoenix and San Diego. And we moved here about 4 years ago. And the seasonings have done well, but I noticed that people had a real flavor for sweets here. So we introduced our English toffee last fall at the River Market, and it went over extremely well.
Now, how long have you been at the Hillcrest Market?
I've been here for two seasons.
Great.
Yeah. So.
And is it a good one for you?
Yeah, actually, it's a very good one. We're
you
building
a beautiful
up
day for it today.
Oh,
can
yes,
I just have
excellent.
A sample?
You sure may.
Oh, good. Here.
This
oh.
is the Belgian dark chocolate with almond toffee. We also have a milk chocolate with cashew.
Oh, it's good.
And then we have a flavor of the month every month. This flavor of the month is Irish cream.
Ooh, I like this almond toffee one. That's a good one. Oh, it's good.
These packets are about a quarter pound in size. Mm-hmm. Our Irish cream is $5.49 a bag. Our milk chocolate and our dark chocolate are $4.99 a bag.
Okay, that's a nice little gift, isn't it?
Yes, perfect gift. Great for Mother's Day.
There you
or
go.
Friends, or even to ourselves.
Or just one for yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Okay, so we're walking. And here we are at the Rattles Garden. Are you all Rattles?
I'm Rattles.
You're a Rattles.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing the baby's a Rattles.
He is. And these are my helpers.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh. So where is Rattles Garden?
Outside of Valonia.
And so you guys drive in.
It takes us about 45 minutes.
I've been out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this the only farmer's market you are at?
It's the main farmer's market that we sell at. Occasionally we'll sell at some midweek ones throughout the summer, but mostly just here.
Mm-hmm. You've got lovely customers like Courtney here.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
And who are you with?
I'm Mary Tweed. I'm with Arkansas Cooks.
Oh, okay.
Nice to meet
it's
you
nice
guys.
To meet you.
So you've got radishes, and it looks like you've got some greens.
Yep, we had Swiss chard. We're out of spinach. We've still got some onions left. We've got more of this coming up over the next weeks, and then we'll have the full line of summer vegetables, sugar now, snap peas, summer squashes.
All the good stuff.
Broccoli.
Now, Rattles Garden is certified organic.
We
so you
are.
Guys have gone through some...
We have jumped through some hoops.
Yeah.
Yes, we have. Yep. We've always grown organically, but we've been certified for, this is our third year being certified.
I'm impressed. Because I do know that that's a hoop jumping thing.
It is. It is entirely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this is a good market for you, and this is what you do for a living.
It is. We love this market.
Children.
This is what I do for a living. My husband does not do this for a living, but because otherwise we wouldn't be able to afford
children.
You
got one of these baby borns, you can just strap that on and garden and
you know, you would think so, but for some reason, this child does not like to be upside down. Yeah. You see those radishes? They grow really low to the ground, really close to the ground.
Like in the ground?
Yeah,
I got that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Rattles Garden.
Uh-huh.
Good
nice
luck.
To meet you.
You too.
Oh,
good morning.
Hello.
Okay, here we are at Jelly Madness with the Martin family. Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. I just bought some of your jelly.
Oh, yes.
How are you doing?
Good.
So how long have you been at the Hillcrest Market?
This is our second season with them.
And what made you start with Jelly Madness?
Well, we bought an old blueberry farm. And
oh, you did?
Yes. And we just seemed to have all this fruit and needed something to do with it. So we started making flavors of jelly, and this is what it came to be.
Did you have to learn how to make jelly?
We did. We taught ourselves. It's another form of art. We're artists.
Oh,
and
good.
So we've just made this our form of art, our food art.
What art did you do before jelly?
We're painters. I paint acrylics. My mom's a watercolor painter, and
went and bought a blueberry farm.
Yes.
Oh, now, do you all sell blueberries during the year?
We sell our produce. Mm-hmm. Right now we're not able to sell the blueberries. We're not producing as much. It's a lot. This is an old farm. It's about a 30-year-old farm, and the blueberries are dying back. We're gonna try to recultivate those and regrow those.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so. how is the jelly business?
It's going really well.
Look at this. You've really invested into jars and
yes.
labels and everything else.
We're in about 11 stores as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. We're
That's great.
Up here in Milo.
Yeah.
He's actually serving our jellies in the Green Corner store, Heifer International. I'm trying to think of all the shops on Woodlawn, the Arkansas Museum.
So you're a marketer
Museum.
As well.
Yes, yes. I used to sell gourmet foods, actually, for a big showroom. And so a lot of big gourmet food companies I sold for those as well. And so I love food. We're foodies.
Right.
My family loves food.
And you've got your helper here.
Oh, yes.
Now, who is this one?
This is Rivers.
Hi, Rivers.
She
nice to meet you.
She's a very good helper.
And you are, your first name is?
Amanda.
Amanda Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, thank you, Martins. Jelly Madness. Here we are at the Hillcrest Farmers Market. And teas. Are you growing teas?
We are not growing, but we're just blending and making our own art form of teas, our own flavors.
And scone mix.
And mixes. And tinctures. And we'll have all of our produce as well.
This is kind of a nice filler, though, before produce comes in,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's nice.
I love all these gardeners. Okay, thank you, guys.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Now, here we are. Now, we've got baked goods here, and what family is this? You're not going to talk to me?
Well, this is theirs, hers, and his.
And what's the name of it?
It's Ethan's Heirlooms Gardens.
Oh, Heirloom Gardens.
Yeah,
so they're selling baked goods. You're selling seedlings.
Seedlings and plants and all kinds of homemade breads and desserts and cakes.
And she's also helping Jeremy out with the Geek Eats.
That's correct.
She's got a little double booth going here.
That's right.
Good for you. It looks good here, you guys. Your baked goods are beautiful. Really nice. Well, I might have to get one on the way back. Goodness, there's so many. So here's a woman with a sweet tooth. Kind of a sweet tooth, yeah? Woo. Here we go. I'm good. Tell me your name.
Karen.
Karen. Hi, Karen. Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. And but you have Katie Connolly.
Yes, Katie Connolly was my grandmother. She was the woman who taught me how to bake.
So you named your company after her.
I did.
And tell me a little bit about what you've got.
Well, my main thing is desserts with spirit. And I've started with, I have bourbon brownies, amaretto brownies, I do chocolate whiskey cake, I do butter rum cakes.
So when you say spirit, you do not mean the Holy Spirit.
I do not.
We're at a church. I thought maybe that was it. But I like it. You're cooking with alcohol.
Yes, yeah. I do. I do a lot of cooking
with alcohol. Is that what Katie Conley did?
No.
We are back. I am Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about the Hillcrest Farmers Market on my website, arkansascooks.com, or you can look up their Facebook page at Hillcrest Farmers Market at Facebook. Very simple. Now, if you're interested in writing me, please do that. You can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. And I love getting email from you all. It just makes me so happy. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank Carolyn Staley and all the really great vendors down at the Hillcrest Farmers Market. Also, thanks to Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks out there, life is too short to eat bad food. So only good food, need it with great people that you really love. It'll taste so much better.